This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The best way to keep safe is to only interact with members of your own household. The safest and best option is to have Thanksgiving with your household. 11 people at your Thanksgiving, that's a 10% chance playing Russian roulette that one of them is contagious. The more family members that make that decision to self-quarantine, the more likely it is that you're not bringing a loaded pistol for grandma's head.
No turkey, no turkey sandwiches, no turkey salad, no turkey gravy, turkey hash, turkey a la king, or gallons of turkey soup. Gone, all gone.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I love this Christmassy time of year, especially when everything is running happy and smooth like it is this season.
We've got to get the vaccine, it's got to be deployed, and we can't abandon fundamental public health measures.
Christmas is probably not going to be possible.
I've got some bad news, folks. Christmas is going to be canceled.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Once the process is complete, does that mean they can take off their masks? They don't have to social distance?
You know, I would recommend that that's not the case. I would recommend you have an added area of protection.
Damn it, this has gone too far.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. They did this on purpose. It was calculated. They've done it before. And it's not just Dominion. There are other companies in the voting machine business that may very well and are likely using the same software. The people who bought the Dominion system for sure knew exactly what they were getting. We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242-802 says, when does a presidential candidate officially become the president-elect? I guess officially once he gets the 270 votes in the Electoral College, and I guess the vote is December the 14th. And if neither candidate gets 270 votes because some of the slates haven't been certified and neither candidate can reach the majority, then the vote goes to the House of Representatives. And I don't believe the House of Representatives votes until, I think, January 5th or January 6th after a new House has been sworn in. And each state has one vote. They vote by delegations. So California doesn't have 55 votes to Wyoming's one. It's one vote for California, one vote for Wyoming. And as of January 5th or 6th, whenever the new Congress is sworn in, the Republicans, which now control 26 state delegations, would control 28 delegations. So that would be one way to keep it going. Alan Dershowitz mentioned this on some show over the weekend, the former law professor at Harvard, that if Trump can keep Biden under 270, it goes to the House of Representatives and then he wins. There are a number of ways that Trump could still win, but the time just keeps slipping away, and these Republican legislators, the leadership, they don't want to get involved in this. They're all profiles in courage. But they could pull it out for him in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Arizona, in Wisconsin, I believe in Georgia as well. All right, time now for the Chump Line.
I'm going to Thanksgiving over my son's house with 20 people. And I won't leave there until they pry the cold, dead turkey out of my hand.
Drumstick, the cold, dead drumstick. Or the wishbone. How about the wishbone out of your cold, dead fingers?
Hey, Grandma, what would you like? Would you like some more cranberry sauce? Or two in the hat.
Yeah, that's what the governor of Colorado was suggesting. Two in the hat. Someone wants to know if he has 20 people at the Thanksgiving dinner, is it okay if they just take shifts outdoors so there's only 10 people inside at a time? And well, you can eat outside too, you know. We all remember those famous Thanksgiving feasts outside on the picnic table in the backyard, right? There's so many of those in our memories. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week pointing out that, well, Michigan has an area called Hell. Maine has Harmony. Pennsylvania has Burnt Cabins. Maine has Unity. Arizona has Why, W-H-Y. Maine has Hope. And while New Mexico has Truth or Consequences, Maine has Freedom. No wonder we make such wicked awesome products.
Howie, Anthony Fauci calling. Those stories that I called Biden first about the vaccine are not true. My obligation is to advise the person who will be president next year. That's why I called Kamala first.
The more I hear of Fauci, the less I like him. And I'm going to have to play over and over and over again, just in case you haven't heard it, his interview in 60 Minutes last March when he said that masks were nothing more than virtue signaling. Now, even after a vaccine, you have to wear a mask.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
That's all you need to hear. That was in March. Whenever Charlie Parker says, just listen to Dr. Fauci, they say, okay, I'll listen to Dr. Fauci. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm taking his advice.
In the COVID cult, if snitches are saints, then Dr. Fauci is the Pope.
Yeah, he is like the Pope, and he's like Saint Augustine. You know, he started out as a pagan. You know, he was against masks, and then he came around, and he wrote the famous theological work, A City of Masks, The City of Masks.
Oh, COVID tree, oh, COVID tree, I know that you will kill me.
You know, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. If you say that you're not selling Christmas trees, you have your usual lot, and you sell COVID trees, it must be okay. Because anything that has to do with COVID is okay, right? As long as you're fighting it. And just have you put a mask around the middle of the tree so it can't infect anybody. It can't affect grandma.
That does it, Howie. I'm writing some COVID carols.
The Governor Who Stole Christmas. There's one. Well, that's a children's book, I guess. There are a few.
Is this Joe? Joe Biden, Howie Carr? Richard Jewell was the Atlanta Olympic bomber, the alleged one. Ted Kaczynski was a Unabomber, you history mo.
I'm sorry, I got him confused. I know who Richard Jewell is. I saw the Clint Eastwood movie last year. It wasn't seen by nearly enough people, but it was politically incorrect, so it got bad reviews.
All I want for Christmas is some Kraken.
Me too. Yeah, there won't be any need for Santa Claus to bring me anything if Sidney Powell and et al. Can deliver the goods on the Kraken.
It's very important to our nation that Sidney Powell release the Kraken, but she better be careful. If Howie gets to it, he might just deep fry it.
Not me. I will enjoy the Kraken. I hope she doesn't have technical problems the way I did last hour when she releases her Kraken.
What's the matter, Howie? You don't like calamari?
I guess it is. It's a giant squid, right? That's what it is. Would the Kraken be fried Rhode Island style or just traditional with crumbs? Either way, it would be fine with me.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. Thank you for celebrating my birthday in a socially distanced manner with the folks. The community needs to understand that COVID doesn't like Massachusetts youth hockey, just like gravity doesn't like Florida senior bicycling.
978 says, is anyone from the local Boston media going to be camped outside Charlie and Karen's houses counting the number of people there on Thanksgiving? Wishful thinking, but somehow I doubt the Globe or Channel 7 cares. Yeah, I think it's strictly wishful thinking. That would be considered hate reporting. They all genuflect before the Pope of panic porn, Charlie Parker.
If Charlie Parker is looking for a position in the Biden administration, so we need to tell him there's no department of killing people in nursing homes.
Well, if there is, Cuomo still hasn't beat by a few thousand, I think. But I'm sure Charlie Parker's closing in fast.
I think that President Trump should stay in a White House and Mr. Biden can move into the basement. He likes it there.
He does. He hasn't been seen much lately, has he? I guess he's resting up. He'll be doing a lot of resting in the next 4 years, no matter what happens.
He did have a press conference today. We have a couple of cuts.
Oh, we do. That's good.
I read on Twitter that he asked his staff to pick out the reporters he was going to take questions from. He didn't want to have to say ABC Mary. He wanted his staff to have to say ABC Mary. No,
it's not very president-elect of him to pick the staff, the reporters.
Oh, himself. Good. I look forward to this. Are they pretty funny, the responses?
We'll see.
It was a very tell us how bad Orange Man is kind of press conference.
Oh, you mean it was like the last one then? The same. That was what the last one was.
Yes.
There were five questions. One of them was semi-legit from a guy from the Wall Street Journal. The rest of them were all just, how bad is the president of the United States? How much do you hate that Orange Man bad?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 5 every weekday, 1 and 5. The chump line number is 1-844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, if you didn't hear your message or you want to hear more, go to wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast tonight, and you can get Chopped Chumps, the chump line messages that were left on the cutting room floor. The chump line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, pointing out that while Michigan has an area named Hell, Maine has Harmony. Pennsylvania has Burnt Cabins, Maine has Unity. Arizona has Why, Maine has Hope. And while New Mexico has Truth or Consequences, Maine has Freedom. No wonder we make such wicked, awesome products.
Hey, Grandma, what would you like? Would you like some more cranberry sauce or two in the hat?
Yeah, I mean, talking about loaded guns, should a Democrat governor really be talking about firearms at Thanksgiving? It's very Eurocentric, isn't it? I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Take advantage of Black Friday savings and let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at home with simple, wholesome recipes and fresh ingredients delivered to your door. For a limited time, get $90 off in savings when you use code Howie90 at HelloFresh.com. Howie90 at HelloFresh.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you changing your Thanksgiving plans because of COVID?
No.
79% say no.
Yeah, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house we go. With a gun to point at Granny's head, as Governor Polis said at his press conference, trying to scare the bleep out of everybody. He's trying to be the Rocky Mountain Pope of panic porn. All right, I don't think he's as tall as Charlie Parker. John Solomon, you know who he is. He used to be on the Hill. He's done a lot of really good work on the Obamagate investigation over the years, and he's got his own website now, just the News. And he disagrees with the recent reporting by Sean Davis, especially at thefederalist.com, saying the Durham probe is being shut down. I don't know what he's basing it on, but I hope he's right, and I hope Sean Davis, who's been very very good on this. 844-500-4242. Nearly 3,000 additional votes have been discovered in the hand recount in Floyd County, which I guess is Georgia. Close to 3,000 ballots were not counted on election night. And the GOP chairman, Luke Martin, said, "It's scary that this happened in Floyd County." I don't think Floyd County is one of the bigger counties of the 159 or 161, however many it is in Georgia. Imagine what the numbers could look like in places like Fulton County. Yeah, I think we all know what they could look like. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Let's the huge march, the MAGA march in D.C. on Saturday. The mainstream media gave a good leaving alone to all the Antifa rioting, and they were trying to pick off stragglers. They didn't go after the main body. They were like hyenas going after or jackals going after the stragglers. And actually, some people were having dinner outside, and they were. These Antifa people were shooting fireworks at them, but of course the media had to make themselves the victim. This is a woman who works for MSNBC who's trying to do a live shot for MAGA, and she's terrorized by the fact that these deplorables are in the area in such large numbers. Cut three.
I'll show you what it feels like here. Crowd here is chanting fake news, fake news. Not fans of ours, as you can tell. Which that's fine, if as long as they give us a little bit of space. So at times, it's hostile here, at least for us. They're following us and chasing us as we walk further back. They say that this election is fraudulent. When I asked someone earlier today if there was anything that would make them accept these results, they said they would maybe accept them once they were certified, but they still wouldn't believe them. This gives you a sense of the crowd here. They have no intention of accepting the election results. And as you can tell from the jeering right now, not fans of ours either. Alex?
Yeah, but you know what? I am, as are our viewers, Ellis and Barbara. Thank you so
Shut
much.
Up.
And all I can say about all that
I'd like
is
to see her covering
charming.
A real
Thank
riot.
You so much.
There were plenty of real riots she could have been covering earlier this year, but I'll bet she didn't make it to that. So she really thinks she feels like she's a combat veteran now. What a fool. Another fool in the mainstream media. If you want to see what it was really like, we've got a ton of pictures up from one of our listeners. It's amazing. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, and it's right at the top of the page. And we got all kinds of great photos, and you'll see a really happy crowd. No one's scared, unlike Ellison Barber. They were chanting fake news at me. Oh, I wonder why they were chanting fake news at you, Ellison Barber. Have you looked at who's on your primetime lineup? Who's on your morning lineup? Maybe that's why they were chanting fake news. Brian Williams? Al Sharpton? Mike Barnicle? Joy Reid? Fake news was putting it kindly. Okay, check out those pictures, HowieCarrShow.com. Click. There it is. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Sean Davis update. Sean Davis is the editor of thefederalist.com. He's the one who said yesterday, tweeted out that the John Durham investigation was over and that they weren't going to do anything more with it because he was afraid of Biden and the new administration, if there is a new administration. Well, you just heard John Solomon said that that's not true. Well, now it's Sean Davis has issued an update, and he says he heard from another source that his first source was all wet, So his new quote is, quote, John Durham Spygate investigation remains at full steam ahead. Go figure. Go figure. All I know is Sean Davis has been reliable in the past, but who knows about this? So he's back and forth, back and forth. All right, it's time now for Grace's News. We switched it around a little bit today, and so it's time for Grace's News.
It is time for Grace's News. I'm here, Howie, and I want to start with the governors. There's so many governors in the news. Not all of them are as good as you'd hope, but here we go. Let's start with what I think is the most hypocritical, which is Governor Cuomo's quote. He was on Morning Joe. And he, in a real case of projection, Howie, you always talk about how the Democrats, whatever they are criticizing Republicans of doing, they are actually doing themselves.
Right.
This is a case of projection that is gobsmacking. Trump attacks me over COVID vaccine because he doesn't like that I criticize him. And then he goes on to call Trump a typical bully. This coming from the man who was just on Howard Stern within a few weeks ago and said that he wanted to hit Trump.
And he's also the same guy who told a reporter that he would make the decision on who was essential and non-essential. I mean, I don't believe Trump has ever said, someone is more essential than somebody else. That's not the way Trump thinks. That's not the way anybody in their right mind thinks. But Andrew Cuomo is non compos mentis, like so many of these governors.
But he has so many quotes, Howie, that because he's doing this book tour, in case people don't know, Governor Cuomo, who's the governor in New York and is responsible for thousands of Should I say it like that?
Deaths in nursing homes. He sent all these COVID-19 positive people back into nursing homes where there were people sick. I mean, it was an insane policy, especially when he had the Javits Center and the hospital ship in the Hudson River that he could have sent them to, but he didn't. He sent them to nursing homes. And when the nursing homes objected, in some cases, he told them that they would lose their funding and maybe even have the administrators arrested if they didn't take these people back in. And thousands upon thousands of people died. He's killed more people in nursing homes than Charlie Parker. And that's saying a lot.
And I think the part of it that is so maddening for people who have lost loved ones during this or just are normal people who don't like to see this happen is just how callous and arrogant he's been and how much the media has allowed him to behave that way. There is no pushback from these journalists who are supposed to hold these people accountable when they're hypocrites. Instead, he goes on a book tour. He writes a book in the middle of the pandemic bragging about how well he handled the pandemic. And now he's promoting that book on everywhere. The View, Howard Stern, you know, every single news junket is for the promotion of this book, which he's trying to make money off of, obviously. And one thing he said, Howie, this is really amazing. He also said, the key is to be strong and secure enough to admit your mistakes and admit your shortcomings. Again, you know who he's criticizing, Orange Man.
Right. Like he really has come clean about killing all those people in the nursing homes.
Like him and Chris Cuomo are really our example of people who can be honest with themselves and, you know, self-criticize. It's just a completely absurd. And
I walked by the bookstore near my house last night, Grace.
Yeah.
And there was that book right in the right in the front window. It didn't have prime coverage, but it had one of the prime slots. I wanted to throw up.
It really takes.
You know what? I didn't see too many sold. It looked like it didn't. It seemed like they were just sitting there, and they were going to gather a lot of dust as the holiday season begins. Who's buying that book?
But Howie, that's the thing, and it's a common thread. Whether it's Andrew Cuomo or it's Barack Obama on 60 Minutes promoting his book, the arrogance and the egos of these men who have not had much success except in their own minds is really jarring to people. And it's such a blow to people who work hard and want to see people held accountable for mistakes that these guys just go on these victory tours, basically, where they get applauded by the press. And we're all supposed to go buy their book on Amazon. It really is hilarious. But Howie, I also wanted to mention that this segment is brought to you by Genesis 950. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. I talked about this earlier in the show. I had finally my first experience of using Genesis 950. I've used it before in the kitchen. I've used it before in my bathroom. But this was the first time I used it, Howie.
Burke, you dirty dog.
With an accident. Burke, the beautiful golden retriever, had an accident on the rug. I used Genesis 950. I was so wildly impressed. I understand why your daughter Carolyn was blown away by it. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and paddings for good. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than $10 off in savings. So Howie, the next thing I want to talk about here, because I want to stick with the governors for a second. They just give me so much material. I thought in the beginning of this pandemic that, you know, I couldn't get any more material from these guys and women. You know, Governor Whitmer is really quite something, but it gets worse.
They're trying to recall her now. Someone filed someone in the legislature in Michigan filed a motion to recall her, to throw her out of office.
But Howie, this is one of the governors that I know is your favorite to talk about. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy retightening coronavirus restrictions in the Garden State.
He saw what his classmate did at Needham High, and monkey see, monkey do, you know?
Exactly. No, these are some of the restrictions that are going back. He announced an executive order, I'm reading from a Breitbart article, retightening restrictions on gatherings specifically. The order will limit indoor gatherings to 10 individuals and outdoor gatherings to 150 people.
Unless it's a riot.
He likes to go to those.
Yeah, he does. He likes it. There's nothing he likes better than going out and having a Molotov cocktail. Yeah.
Not a big fan of a champagne toast at a wedding, no. But a big Molotov cocktail kind of guy.
That's his favorite.
But Howie, so I was looking at this story and I was reading the rules. They're absolutely insane. I'm going to read you a couple more. The following indoor gatherings may continue under the current rules, limited to a 25% of a room's capacity, up to 150 people. Once again, no businesses can survive like this. You know, businesses, a lot of times restaurants and reception venues, they barely make it by when they're at 100%. So the idea that these people can survive on 25% is absolutely insane. But he did have another moment that came up when I was doing a little research into this. Apparently a couple days ago, and maybe I missed this, maybe you talked about it, he was being interviewed by reporters and someone asked him about, you know, people's complaints about the masks being uncomfortable, and he said something along the lines of, you know what else is uncomfortable? When you die. And people were applauding this on Twitter, saying, oh, you know, Governor Murphy really shut that journalist down. Way to go, Governor Murphy. And I'm just thinking, I think back to the first interview of the show today with Tom Woods, which is, this is so bizarre, and it's so all about now virtue signaling. It's a cult. He was dead on with that, and I couldn't agree more. Yeah, so now he's going to retighten this, and
you know, I thought you had to pay penance for your own sins. I mean, people like Murphy and Paulus and Whitmer and Parker Mills, they're making us pay penance for their sins. I don't get it. This is what I'm saying, Grace. This is such a defective cult. You know, instead of having saints who, you know, or, you know, perform selfless acts, you have Karen, you know, calling the snitch line. You know, there's no eternal life or peace of mind offered by this cult. It's only, you know, huddle in your basement and be in terror forever. And if you ever have to go outside, wear a mask and wear gloves. And we're thinking about putting goggles into the mix, too. Remember that when they were thinking about it?
Oh, yeah. And the shields. I see a lot of shields at the airports, the face shields. But Howie, another thing I wanted, Tom Woods was great in the first hour, and everyone should check that out at HowieKarsher.com. That podcast will be up at very least by 7 o'clock. He mentioned that these governors are trying to implement these rules so that when the virus eventually dips down, they can take credit for it. When in reality, a lot of places that never had mask mandates or had very, you know, limited mask mandates, it goes down naturally. It's a virus. It's going to flail up. It's going to go down. It has nothing to do with what Baker does or what Phil Murphy does. But what it made me think of, Howie, was You know, if someone catches you talking about them, or if you catch someone talking about you, if you walk in and someone's gossiping about you, what's the next thing that person usually does? They usually come over and they're overly nice to you because they know you caught them. And I can't help but think that Tom Woods is so right about this. This overarching way of saying, we're going to put these masks on, we're going to do this. It's because their guilt about the nursing homes is bothering them. So they feel like, oh, well, I'm going to fix it by doing this to all of these people. Well, and it's like the damage
Grace,
is
it's
done.
Beyond guilt. It's beyond guilt for Charlie Parker, isn't it? I mean, you know, the hack that he hired, he got $950 from the hack, Walsh, and Polito got $1,000 from him. He's been indicted.
Right.
He's been indicted. The governor may have some criminal liability here for the death of these 76 people.
And that's why these, like Ron DeSantis in Florida, he managed it well. So he's comfortable saying, listen, we're going to, everyone has freedom of choice. You can do what you want. And we're going to see how this works out, you know, to an extent. But these governors, they feel like they're already in the hole and they have to make up for it by making us feel miserable so they can feel better when they put their heads on their pillows. And that's not our job. It was not our job to keep people safe. It was their job. And they failed.
As Charlie Parker says, Grace, we all have our roles to play.
Oh, we all have.
His role is to tell us to do something really stupid and moronic and counterproductive, and our job is to say yes sir, may I have another.
Our job is to do what we're told, to follow orders. Exactly, Howie. When we get back, I want to talk about gun control, because there's a new poll out in Gallup, and it's very interesting, and I think that it's not going to surprise anyone, but it will be interesting to get your take on it, Howie.
All right. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier, and the reviews are in. Beatrice emailed me and Nancy sent me a card. The reviews are all the same. The Thunderstorm really works. Grace, don't you agree?
It really does, Howie. And I say this a lot, but it's especially true when it's kind of a rainy weekend and you have a dog in the house and it's kind of getting a little bit smelly. The Thunderstorm keeps the air nice and fresh. It keeps everything moving and it really makes everything smell. You know, Jared put it really well. He said it's the absence of smell. It's just clean. It's just fresh air. And I will stand by it. I love the Thunderstorm.
Winter is coming, so plan now. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge success from the Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous, and Eden Pure is passing on those savings to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor. Pet owner, like from Burke, the Wonder Dog, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell lingering in your basement. I've seen large air purification systems that cost $1,000 and take up a lot of space. When you take advantage of the BOGO offer, the Thunderstorm is below $100 and doesn't take up any room, as you can easily see. Also, no filters are needed. Take advantage of the BOGO offer now and experience yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
You know, I told you the first hour they've got all these stories. They now that the election is still up in the air for a while longer, they're doubling down on the panic porn. So I just went to the New York Post during the break, and the lead story, daily COVID-19 hospitalizations hit nearly 2,000 in New York, highest since May. And I told you, you know, when you read these stories, if you're going to read them and not just pass on them, which you probably should anyway, go count how many paragraphs it is before they get to the deaths. You know, the lead story, hospitalizations. You know how deep you have to go into the New York Post story? 13 paragraphs, the very last paragraph.
Howie, it's almost how deep you have to go into a story if it's like a sex scandal for a politician. how deep you have to go down to figure out what party they belong to.
If I don't read it by the third paragraph, Grace, I assume it's a Democrat.
Yes.
And you know what? I don't think I've ever been wrong.
No, I don't think I have either. Howie, speaking of the coronavirus and the panic porn, I do want to talk a little bit about Biden's presser. There wasn't much that is worth replaying because most of it was the journalists asking him, you know, what do you think of Trump's soul? You know, is he really evil? What do you say to people?
What kind of stuffing do you like for Thanksgiving?
What is Dr. Jill going to make?
Do you prefer a butterball or an oven stuffer?
Exactly. But there was one thing he did say, and he's not letting go of this mask mandate, which I know, Howie, we've been hearing him go back and forth on for months now. So let's play his most recent stance on the mask mandate.
That means rallying the country behind a national strategy with robust public health measures like mandatory masking, widely available testing with rapid results, scaled up production of life-saving treatments and therapeutics, and safe, equitable, and free distribution of the vaccine.
I thought one of his advisors wanted to make sure the third world got the vaccine first, although we've spent billions to develop it. The third, we're just guilty people, so we should get it last. But then, hey, he and Kamala were saying that they wouldn't take the vaccine if Trump developed it, right? So I guess it's a kind of a moot point who's going to get it first because he doesn't want to take it.
No, exactly. And I know I keep referencing this, but it just goes to show you how good of an interview it was. But when you interview Tom Woods and he was talking about the damage this is going to do to these small children who are walking around school and airports and all they're seeing are people's eyes. It's really, you know, we talked about it when it first started happening, but we thought it was going to be a couple weeks or a couple months. And now it's becoming a lot longer period of time. It's very, very worrying for the youth, Howie. And the other thing I'll say is I went shopping yesterday for a couch. And when you're picking out a couch, it takes a long time. You got to pick out the legs and, test them all out. And I had to have the mask on because it was one of these stores that they kind of were keeping watch. By the end of it, and I'm not being a baby, I don't want Governor Phil Murphy to yell at me. By the end of it, I had such a headache from just sucking in this dirty mask air. And, you know, my mask was okay. It wasn't, you know, top notch or anything. But I said to Will, I said, I have a headache. Do you get these? I don't have to wear a mask when I'm at work, luckily, most of the time.
Don't you talk to people that have to wear them all the time, Grace?
I mean, I
was talking
to
somebody at Mar-a-Lago the other day, and the guy was saying the mask was driving him crazy.
It starts to hurt your ears, and I'm telling you, Howie, it's bad for your skin. Your skin starts to break out, and I'm not being a baby. I know people are going to get mad, and, you know, whatever, the COVID people are going to get mad at me, but I'm just saying for these little kids that we know the science. They always are telling us to follow the science. We know the science. They're not that vulnerable. They should be able to enjoy school. I totally.
No, but now they've changed. They said you have to keep the kids' masks because they could pass it on to the grandparents. And then they said, okay, they can't. They don't do that. But they say, oh, but they could get sick and they could have lingering effects. That's the newest thing. They have a different alibi for why they have to continue the lockdowns and the martial law every week. And this is the current one. They could suffer lingering injuries. Well, you know, polio victims could too. We never shut down the country. All right. Thanks, Grace.
Thanks,
I'm Howie Carr.